3-2-1. Hi again, everybody, with Tri-Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by KeyBank. This is game one of a day-night doubleheader. Nobody likes day-night doubleheaders, especially when you've got a long flight to Florida afterwards. But the one thing they did do, they banged yesterday's game in a hurry, so it gave you a chance to kind of get everything organized, Terry.
Yeah, they did. And you know what? This is just part of the game. I actually don't mind it. I mean, I'm probably in the minority, but I don't mind being here. This gives us – it's an opportunity is what it is. And, you know, the one thing I guess I worry about is our players, you know, they're going to play – most of them are going to play two. Then we travel, and then we play the next day on turf. That's where I start to get a little bit nervous, because guys get worn down, they don't sleep, then they go to turf. That's where you start to see pulled muscles or guys getting sick. So we got to keep track of that. But other than that, like I said, it's an opportunity for us, and I think that's how we have to view it.
Tonight on our pregame show before game two, we'll talk more about the young man from Japan who is going to start tonight's game. But explain to us, Terry, because it's a day-night doubleheader, really you got to add a player today, correct, and not have to go through the machinations of sending somebody down?
Well, and what it is, and the rules have changed each year, and it's sort of evolving, and it probably continues to, but we're allowed to add somebody for the second game, not for the entire day. So you could do whatever you want. You could bring a position player, you could bring a reliever, and when you think through it, getting a starter, you know, you can impact, hopefully, the game more. Because, again, unless the guy really struggles, you're going to get, you know, what, four, five, six, seven innings. And then if we would have brought a reliever, then in the middle of the week down in Tampa, we were going to have to go get another starter. And now you're making a move with your bullpen and where you don't get the pitcher. This way, having Morata come up, make the start, he's basically it's a free roster spot. Whatever he gives us is, you know, whatever we, now again, we want to win the game, but then we send him back and we don't upset our roster.
Terry, we played the ball game, of course, Friday night. Seems like it was a week ago, but it was one of those games that it seems like it reminded me when this park first opened up, you kind of sat on the edge of your seat for both clubs thinking every ball hit might leave this ballpark.
You're right. When it goes up, it seems like it has a way of getting to the warning track, if not farther. And that's just the way the ballpark's always been. And part of that's probably some of the hitters they've had here, too. But you're right. I mean, some of the, you know, like, I mean, Santana, that was the weirdest swing I've ever seen. The ball he went out, I don't know how he hit that ball. But you know, every time it goes up, you kind of hold your breath, and a lot of balls seem to leave this ballpark.
You know, it's getting to be that time of the year, Terry. We're almost at, you know, the halfway point when you talk about numerically at 81 games. Of course, the All-Star break is just around the corner. Then it's the trading deadline. You're hearing a lot of rumors, but you really wonder now with the way how the game has evolved. San Francisco and Kansas City were two wild card teams last year that play into Game 7 of the World Series. That's going to change how soon teams give up on a season, isn't it?
I'm sure it does. And in general, for sure. For us, we're in a rather unique situation where certainly you're trying to get better, but our team isn't old. I mean, you know, our pitching staff is very young. We don't want to give up those guys. I mean, you know, you hear about teams selling off parts and stuff. We don't want to get rid of our pitching. We like our pitching. We think they're going to get better. So we're in a little bit of a unique situation where, yeah, we'd like to get better, but we don't want to jettison some of these young guys because, again, we're kind of going through some of the hiccups or, you know, the growing pains with them because we think it's going to pay real dividends.
And one of those young guys goes today, Trevor Bauer. He did not have a good outing his last time out. He's made huge strides, Terry. What is it when things go bad for him? Is there that one common denominator?
Well, you know what? I think in a nutshell, is maybe when the frustration gets the better of him. And we've talked about that. And to his credit, he was open about it and understood it and wants to make it better. But when you look back at where he was 2 years ago to where he is now, and that's what I don't ever want to get lose sight of, he's come so far. And I think he has a ways to go, which is very exciting because it's in there. And he wants it desperately, sometimes too quick. But there's a lot to like. And I think of all the guys, he understands his responsibility today. He knows going into game one, he needs to give us some length because we got a young kid going in game two.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the Orioles coming up on the Indians Radio Network. Manager's Minute for Monday. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute is brought to you by DraftKings.com. The Indians start a four-game series here tonight in St. Pete. You had a day-night doubleheader last night and yesterday afternoon in Baltimore, then a pretty decent flight. But more importantly, Terry, you're back now playing on the fake grass, which we don't do much of anymore. Do you have to change your lineup at all in the next 4 days because of the fact you're basically on AstroTurf?
Well, Hammy, a couple things. One, the turf is not like it used to, you know, the old turf. All the horror stories we heard of that before. But it's something that our guys aren't used to playing on, so it's different. We'll certainly keep an eye on it. We'll make some concessions where, you know, normally the first day in, that's the day you want to get on the field a lot because you haven't been there. We'll have optional on the field. Most of the guys will probably just take ground balls to get a chance to be on the turf, but a lot of them will hit indoors just to conserve some of the energy because we want our energy placed during the nine innings. You know, we certainly want to be prepared, but we want to be ready for the nine innings.
The Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.